Maseches Shviis deals with all the halachas as they relate to the Shemitah year. Commonly we refer to the year as Shemitah, which is the seventh year of the quote-unquote Shemitah, or sabbatical cycle of the land. Our Mishnayos are called Shviis, which is the same thing as Shemitah. Shviis is the seventh year. On a high level, there are three major areas that are impacted when it comes to the Shemitah year. Number one is that we leave our lands fallow, that's shvisas, our karka. There are certain doraisa limitations or prohibitions on working of the land, and there are also rabbinic prohibitions as well. So that's area number one. Number two is the kedusha of our peiros, what grows from the ground, be it fruits or vegetables. That has to be treated with kedusha, as is known in Eretz Yisrael. And also in Chutzlars, if you have produce that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, because these halachas are particular to Eretz Yisrael, we have to be very careful to not throw out the produce that is grown in Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year, because there is a special kedusha to the produce. And area number three that's very relevant is that loans that are given before the Shemitah year are wiped out during the Shemitah year. So those are three important areas that we will be looking into. So as mentioned, on a Doraisa level, there are certain activities that are prohibited dealing with our lands. And the four that are on a Doraisa level, we're not allowed to do Zriya, which is sowing. That's S-O-W, not S-E-W, sowing the land, planting grain and vegetables. That is area number one. We're not permitted to be pruning our trees, for example, cutting out the dry branches so the trees grow better. We don't do xeras, number three, reaping the plants. We don't reap what is grown. And number four is picking. And certain of those are absolutely prohibited, and some certain ones are limited. And we will be discussing that in our Masechta. We'll be talking about the Isurim that are deraisa, the Isurim that are derabbanan. Now, what's interesting, and this is how we're going to start our Masechta, is that the prohibitions are not limited only to the Shemitah year, which starts on the first of Tishrei at Rosh Hashanah. On a Doraisa level, that is correct. But there's also a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and we'll see there's an alternative view, and that's the subject of the fourth Mishnah in our first Perek, that there's possibly a Pasuk, a Drush on a Pasuk, that teaches us that these Halachas extend. And this is called the Tosefes Shviis, that we don't only start when the Shemitah begins, strictly speaking, which is the first of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, but we extend it. And the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is that it starts 30 days in advance. At least as it comes to plowing the field, we are prohibited to plow the field on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai 30 days in advance of the Shemitah year. And in fact, this is the third level. Chazal even extended that. And their extension is based on the following understanding, that we should not be plowing the land, even in the sixth year, if it's not beneficial for the fruits on the trees in the sixth year. If it's only going to be beneficial for the land and the trees in the seventh year, don't do it even in the sixth year. So Chazal instituted, when it came to regular fields, not fields of trees, but other types of fields, if you have vegetables, if you have grains, that the plowing and possibly other prohibitions should stop from Pesach of the sixth year. And when it comes to a steha ilan, which is a field of trees, and we will define that in our first parak, that prohibition of plowing begins from Shavuos of the sixth year. So it comes out that we have three levels. Level number one is Midoraisa. Shemitah starts from Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, 30 days in advance, and Dirabanan, it depends the type of field, but for a regular field, it's going to be from Pesach of the sixth year, and for trees, for fields of trees, it's going to be from Shavuos of the sixth year. So we're going to actually start in that vein. First Perek, Mishnah Aleph says as follows: Ad emasai chorshin bistei ha'ilan erev shviyas. Starting from when do we have to stop plowing the field on erev shviyas? Erev shviyas means in the sixth year, and the stei ha'ilan is what we referred to before as a field with trees in it, as opposed to vegetables and grains. So when must that cease, the plowing activities in the sixth year? on a rabbinic level. So this is a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai omrim kol zman shu yafel lepri. Beis Shammai says, up until when can we continue plowing? The question is really not when do we need to stop, when could we continue planting, plowing until on Erev Shviz? In other words, up until what point can we plow? And after that point, we can no longer plow. So Beis Shammai omrim kol zman shu yafel lepri, up until the time that it is still good for the pri, which means as follows: as long as our plowing is beneficial for the fruits on the trees in the sixth year, then we can continue planting. And according to Beis Shammai, that's a subjective criteria. You have to analyze this tree or this type of species, apples or oranges. Is this beneficial for today, for the fruits that we're going to pick and eat in the sixth year? Or really is our plowing, which is plowed, why do we plow? So the reason that we plow around fields, not only when it comes to grains and etc., because we want the water to be absorbed well in the ground. We want it to go deep, so we plow it around and keep that topsoil very porous so the water can go down. So if that's only going to be really beneficial for the growing of the trees in the Shemitah year, in the seventh year, you can't do it. If it's beneficial for the fruits on the trees in the sixth year, then you can do it. And according to Beis Shammai, that is a subjective criteria based on the type of fruit it is. Beis Hillel omrim ad ha'atzeres. Beis Hillel says, we're not going to use a subjective standard based on the type of tree it is, based on the type of produce growing, but the fixed time is going to be atzeres. Atzeres means shvuas. So starting from shvuas, we can no longer be plowing a field in the sixth year we're talking about, because at that point, it's not beneficial for the fruits of the sixth year. That would be beneficial for the trees and the growing of the fruits in the Shemitah year. So Chazal instituted no longer to plow. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, Ukrovin divrei elu liyos kedivrei elu, truth be told, even though this is a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but their standards are fairly similar. And what that's saying is that Beis Shammai, when they say it's a subjective standard based on the fruits, those times are going to be fairly close to the Shavuot standard of Beis Hillel. So there's not a big difference in timing between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai when it comes to when you need to stop plowing in the sixth year coming into the seventh Shemitah year. Mishnah Beis is a continuation of the prior Mishnah, where we saw that if something, a field, is categorized as stay ha'ilan, we are lenient and it's permitted to plow that field up until Shavuos, and it is not capped on only plowing up to Pesach. So now Mishnah Beis asks, Ezuhu steh ha'ilan, what's the definition of a steh ha'ilan, which is a field planted by trees that we can be lenient and plow all the way up until Shavuos in the sixth year rather than only up to Pesach. Ko shlosha ilanos le'beiseah, the Mishnah answers, if we have three trees in a beiseah, beiseah is 2,500 square amos, so that is the area as a beiseah. That's approximately, very roughly, between 6,000 and 10,000 square feet, or 600 to 900 square meters. Those are the rough calculations. So we're talking about something fairly significant, and all you need is three trays planted in that area in order to be considered a stei ha'ilan. However, there are other conditions as well. Those three trees that we're talking about, im ru'uyin la'asos kikar devela, it has to be that each of the trees, or there's a machlokas actually, how do we understand it? Each of the trees, or all the trees combined, have to be able to make a kikar, literally a loaf. It's like a hunk, a group, a whole mass of devela, pressed figs, shel shishim mane beitalki, which is equivalent to the weight of 60 Italian mane. What that means, the computation is approximately 63 pounds worth, around 29 kilos, depending on which computation we use, which weight measure system you use. So around 29 kilos, 63 pounds or so. So if either one opinion is that each of the trees or all three of the trees combined make that amount of pressed figs, when you press them all together in a given year, that would be considered the three trees that we need in this area, this base, say, 2,500 square amos, in order to be considered a steh ha'ilan. And if that's the case, it is Koshin kol beis seah bishvilan, it would be permitted to plow the entire beis seah, that entire plot of 2,500 square square amos because of those three trees. And the understanding is when you have trees that are that productive, they are actually nourishing from that entire field. We will see later on in the perek that there's another requirement that they have to be a minimum of four amos away from each other. That's the only requirement. Otherwise, that they could be the three of them anywhere in that field. Nonetheless, pachos mikan, if those three trees produce less than that amount of pressed figs, ein chorshin lahem ela milo ha'orev v'salo, it's only permitted to plow those specific trees. And when we mean those specific trees, it means that it is permitted underneath the tree itself. And we're here, it says in the Mishnah, milo ha'orev v'salo, chutzala, which is around the tree. And the Bartanura explains that the ora is the area outside the tree that it takes a person to work. So a person is harvesting around it, and he's holding his sal, he's holding his basket as well. Then it's permitted to plow in that area under the tree, and approximately two amos around the tree, that would be permitted, but no more. So if we have the three trees that are productive and enough to make the 63 pounds or the 29 kilos, and we can harvest the entire field, if they make less than that, or each one of them, it's the machlokas, makes less, any of them makes less than that amount, then we can only plow the specific trees, and the distance would be underneath the branches of that tree and around it for the work area of the person, which is approximately two amos around each of the trees. But the rest of the field would not be permitted to be plowed up until Shavuos, only up until Pesach. Mishnah Gimel is a continuation of the prior Mishnah, where we saw that if we have three fig trees and they produce a requisite amount, then we can plow the entire basea, the entire field. But what if we have a field that doesn't have fig trees, but has other type of trees? How do we calculate if it's a ste'ilan that we can plow it all the way up to Shavuos, or it's not a ste'ilan and we can only plow it up to Pesach? So the Mishnah now will globalize the concept that we saw in the prior Mishnah. Echad ilan srach. This applies not only for fig trees, as we saw in the prior Mishnah, but also echad ilan srach, which is a non-fruit-bearing tree, the echad ilan ma'achal, or a fruit-bearing tree, ro'in osan ki'ilu hem te'enim. We look at them as if they are fig trees. What does that mean? So we look at the trees and we see, are they the requisite size? If they were a fig tree, that they could produce the amount of figs that we discussed and we're about to discuss here as well. Im ru'uyin, if we would say those trees, given their size, were fig trees, im ru'uyin, would they be capable, lasot kikar devela, shal shishim maneh b'italki, would it be able to make that amount of pressed figs, the 60 maneh, Italian maneh, the equivalent of that weight, which is what we mentioned before, the same standard? If that is the case, those three trees that we have here, they're not fig trees, but if they were the size of fig trees that could make that amount of figs, we would again be permitted to plow the entire field of the base, the 2,500 square amas, all the way up until Shavuos. That would not be a problem. However, the same as we saw before, pachos mikan, but if they could not produce that amount, the trees are too small, they would not be capable of hitting our requisite amount of figs, in chorshim lahem ela letzorkan, we would not be permitted to plow the entire field, only those specific trees based on their need. And what does that mean, based on their specific need? That was defined in the prior Mishnah, that we will be able to plow around those trees, under the branch of those trees. And again, the miloha or vesalo, and the amount that it would require somebody to work around it and to hold his salt, to hold his basket, which is approximately additional two amos around each of the areas of the tree. Mishnah Dalet continues to give us more information on defining a ste'ilan. When is it that we have a field of trees that we are permitted to plow the entire thing, the entire 2,500 square amas, all the way up until Shavuos? So the Mishnah tells us, Haya echad osa kikar devela ushnaim einosim. We said before that you require three trees and three trees that can make a certain amount of figs. So we'll just assume, for understanding this Mishnah, we'll take one side of the machlokas, that each of them has to be able to make 29 kilo, approximately 29 kilo, 63 pounds of figs. So how about if you only have one that can make that amount and two cannot? Or even oshnayim osim, if you have two that can make that amount, ve'echad ein osim, and one cannot that make amount, the Mishnah says, ein chorshim lahem ela letzorakan, that is not considered a ste'ilan, that we can plow the entire field, because we do not have those three productive trees, but rather we can only plow around each of those trees independently. And that halacha applies not only for three trees, but even if we have Ajiu Mishlosha Vatisha, even if we have from three up until nine trees, and not each of them is going to be able to produce the requisite amount, we are not going to be permitted to plant, to plow the entire field, but only around each of the individual trees. So that is, for example, the case if we have, let's say, six trees, and three of them can be productive, but three of them are not. In that situation, it's not considered a stei lion that we can plant, plow the entire field, but only around each of the trees. Hayu asara, but what happens if we have 10 trees? Or asara lamalo, and not only 10, more than 10, 10 or more trees, there is a different set of rules. Bein osim, bein sheinon osim, whether those 10 or 9 or 8 make the requisite amount, or even if none of them make the requisite amount of figs, it doesn't matter, because we have 10 or more trees in the Beis Seah, in that 2,500 square Amma area. Chorshin kol Beis Seah bishvilan, that is considered a ste'ilan, and we can plow the entire Beis Seah, the entire 2,500 square Ammas for those trees, all the way up until Shavuos. And now the second part of the Mishnah brings a pasuk, and the pasuk is not going on the first part of the Mishnah, but it's going on the concept that we talked about before in the first Mishnah and thereafter, that there's a concept of Shene'emar, there's a concept of Tosefes Shviz, that although on a Deoraisa level we said that the Shviz, the Shemitah Halachas, start only on Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei, of the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, but nonetheless, we said either there's a halacha l'Moshe miSinai, or there's a pasuk that teaches us that we need to extend it into the sixth year, which is called Tosefes Shviz. And here's the pasuk that teaches us this halacha of Tosefes Shviz, adding on from the sixth year onto the requirements of the seventh year. So starting the Shemitah limitations and prohibitions early, Shenemar Becharish Uvakatsir Tishbos. Literally, it means from plowing and harvesting, you should rest. And interestingly, this is a pasuk in Shmosh Lamedala that is not talking about Shemitah, it's talking about Shabbos, that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to harvest. But the Mishnah is implicitly telling us here that we don't need that pasuk when it comes to Shabbos, because we know you can't do any malacha. There's another pasuk that says all malacha is prohibited. So why is this pasuk that's talking about Shabbos spelling out plowing and harvesting? It doesn't have to be telling us that's about Shabbos. And in fact, the Mishnah continues, Ein tzarech lomar charish v'katzir shel shviz. We also don't need it to tell us about not plowing and not harvesting during the Shemitah year, because we have another specific explicit pasuk that tells us you can't plow and harvest during the Shemitah year. So it must be coming to teach us something else. Ella, what's it coming to teach us? Charish shel erev shviz. It's coming to teach us the mitzvah, the requirement, the chiyuv of Tosefes Shviz, that you're not allowed to plow even from the sixth year, at the end of the sixth year, a certain amount, shu nichnas l'shviz, at the end of the sixth year, the Shemitah, going into the seventh year. So we have Tosefes, we add on to the Shemitah. And in addition, that applies not only at the end of the sixth year, but also, and certainly throughout the seventh year, but also into the eighth year, which is the year after the Shemitah year, going into the new Shemitah cycle, v'katsir, the harvesting shel shviis, shu yotze lemotze shviis. And it's the katsir, the harvesting of what grew in the shviis. Either people planted illegally, unlawfully, it was usur, they planted, they violated the Shemitah laws, you can't harvest that. Or it's talking even about things that grew by themselves, it's called sfichin, they grew by themselves, still you cannot harvest that at will, even if it's at the beginning of the eighth year, which is now the beginning of the new Shemitah cycle, it's right after the Shemitah year. So it says, katzir shel shviyis, and it's talking about you can't harvest from the shviyis what grew on the seventh year, shu yotze lemotzei shviyis, when we're going on into motzei shviyis, which is the year after the shmita. So we see here that tosefes shviyis applies going into shmita and also coming out of shmita. Rabbi Shmuel says this pasuk that we said becharish of a katzir tishbo, said we said it's referring to shmita. Not only shmita, it's talking about to teach us you can't plow going into shmita and you can't harvest coming out of shmita. He says no, that pasuk is coming to teach us a specific halacha about Shabbos. The pasuk really is talking about Shabbos. We don't have to learn something from shmita there. We have it to teach us something about the halachas of Shabbos, something specific. Mecharish rechus. It spells out harvesting and plowing and harvesting. So just like charish, which is plowing, is prohibited on Shabbos if you do it volitionally. You're not allowed to go and plow for your needs, for a benefit, whatever. Af katzir rishus, the same thing applies, not only plowing, but harvesting is also prohibited when it's a rishus, when it's a voluntary act. What is this coming to exclude? Yatza katzir ha'omer. This is coming to exclude harvesting when you need barley to be brought for the Korban ha'omer. What is going on here? The Korban ha'omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, which is the 16th of Nisan. So we have one day of Yontif, and then the second day of Pesach, which in Eretz Yisrael, on a Doraisa level, is Chol, that's not, it's Chol Hamoed. On that day, the Korban HaOmer was brought in. Rabbi Shmuel was of the view that the Omer, the barley that's used for that Korban, had to actually be harvested on that very day, the 16th of Nisan, the first day of Chol Hamoed, and also brought, the Korban is brought on that day. But what would happen if that day is Shabbos? So Rabbi Shmuel is of the view that still you have to harvest the barley on that very day, even if it is Shabbos. And he's saying that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us, that what's prohibited on Shabbos is when you plow and when you harvest voluntarily, but when it's for the need of a mitzvah in particular, for the Korban HaOmer, and it has to be harvested on the 16th of Nisan, even if the 16th of Nisan is on Shabbos, that harvesting is permitted and required for the Korban HaOmer. Mishnah continues to explain to us the requirements of the three trees in the Beis Seah, that's the field that's 2,500 square amas, in order for them, or that field, to be considered a ste'ilan, such that it can be plowed all the way up until Shavuos and not capped at Pesach. So the Mishnah says as follows, Shlosha ilanos shel shlosha anashim. What happens if you have in that Beis Seah, in that field, you have three trees, but they are owned separately by three separate people? Do we consider those three fields separate fields, and therefore you can't aggregate those trees together to make up a ste'ilan? Or can you aggregate them together? So the Mishnah says, Hare Elu Mitzarfin, you do join them together, even though they're owned separately. Vechorshin called Beis Seah Bishvilan, and it is permitted to plow the entire field for them, and it's permitted all the way up until Shavuos. And then we have another very important halacha when we're talking about the three trees, whether they are owned by the same people or different people. V'kama yehe beinehen, what is the required distance between the trees? If they're planted too close together, the concern is that the trees will not grow properly. They will eventually have to be uprooted for the benefit of the other trees. So, v'kama yehe beinehem, what's the minimum space that we can have between the trees to be considered a ste'ilan, because those trees are going to be sticking around? Rabbi Gamliel Omer, k'dei sheyehe habakar over bekeilav, it has to be wide enough a distance between the trees so that the bakar, that's a pair of oxen, and they are going with their plowing yokes, that they can pass through with their plowing equipment. And that's a 4 amos minimum that has to be between each of the trees. So we have now that we have to have three trees, and they have to have a minimum or 4 amos between each of the trees within a 2,500 square amma field in order to be considered a ste'ilan. And also we have the requirement that each of those trees has to be productive enough to produce approximately 29 kilos of figs, pressed figs, during a given year. Mishnah Vav is a follow-up on what we saw on Mishnah Dalid, where the Mishnah explained that if we have 10 trees in a Beis Seah, even if none of them are very fertile and not producing the requisite amount of figs or other fruits, we can still plow the entire Beis Seah, but only up until Shavuos. But that's still a leniency that we can do that all the way up until Shavuos. We're not capped at Pesach, because otherwise we were explaining that we really need three trees that in that Beis Seah that are producing the minimum amount of figs, and then we can plow the whole thing. Here we're being lenient if we have 10, even if none of them are producing the requisite amount of figs or other fruits, we can still plow the entire field up until Shavuos. Mishnah Vav teaches us an exception to the rule that if we are talking about not mature trees, but young trees, saplings, then there's a halacha l'Moshe Misinai that it would be permitted to plow the entire Beis Seah that they are in, not only up until Shavuos, but all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah says as follows, Eser netuyos nefuzaras besoch Beis Seah. If we have 10 netios here, or saplings, young trees that are spread out within that Beis Seah, again, that's 2,500 square amas, Chorshin kol Beis Seah bishvilan ad Rosh Hashanah, is permitted to plow the entire Beis Seah for those 10 trees, all the way up until Rosh Hashanah, and we are not capped at Shavuos. Continuing, Hayu Asura Shura, on the other hand, if these 10 trees are in a row together, so they're not splattered throughout, spread out throughout that Beis Seah, but they're in an organized row together, Umukafas Atara, it's red, or Mukafas Atara, they are surrounded by a fence, and that fence surrounding them, it's in an area less than the full Beis Seah. The Mishnah tells us, in Chorshin Lahem Ela Letzorkan, it's only permitted to plow around that specific area or those specific trees, and we are not permitted to plow the entire Beis Seah in those circumstances, because they're in a row, they're in a limited area, there's a fence around them, so we're only permitted to plow in that area, not the whole Beis Seah, but it can still go all the way all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. And the rationale here is because they are saplings, they have more of a need to be taken care of, and this tender stage, we have that halacha l'Moshe Mishinai that teaches us that we are lenient to be able to plow all the way up till Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Zayin continues the prior Mishnah and says, Hanetios, when we're talking about those sapling trees, that if we have 10 of them in a Beis Seah, it's permitted to plow the entire Beis Seah all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. That's not it. Even if you'd have fewer than 10, but you also have the Hadluim, you also have gourds. And the Bartanur explains, we're talking about a specific type. We're talking about a Greek gourd only, not other types of gourds, because that grows like a tree. And accordingly, the Mishnah says, even if you have a combination, it's not 10 saplings, but a majority of saplings, explains the Bartanur, and also Duluim, and those Greek gourds, Mitzarfim, those two together can add up to the 10 required, Lesoch Beis Seah, that if you have 10 of those combined in a Beis Seah, then you can plow it all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he is of the view, Kol Asara Dluim LeBeis Seah, that in fact, these Greek gourds, these Dluim, are exactly the same as having saplings, that even if you have a full 10 of them, only Greek gourds in the Beis Seah, in that 2,500 square Amma area, Chorshin Kol Beis Seah Rosh Hashanah, that would be sufficient to permit us to plow the entire Beis Seah all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Ches continues the prior's Mishnayos, where we saw that if somebody has 10 netios, 10 young saplings, or a combination of the saplings and gourds, the Greek gourds, then as long as we have 10, you can plow the entire Beis Seah all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. So now our Mishnah asks, Ad Emasai Nikru Netios, until when are those trees, those saplings called saplings, so that we have this leniency, and at what point do they become mature trees that we are going to be capped at plowing the field only up until Shavuos? So that's the question of our Mishnah, Ad Emasai Nikru Netios. So we have three opinions in our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi Omer, Ad Sheyacholu, until they become undesecrated. So what's going on here is that when we grow a tree for the first 3 years, the fruits, if they grow, are not permitted. That is called orla. And in the fourth year, it's not automatically permitted as well. What we have to do, if the fruits are outside Yerushalayim, we redeem them, we take the money up to Yerushalayim, we use the money there. And so there's a process of unconsecrating what is Kodesh. So even in that fourth year, when the produce is called Neta Ravai, that is still having a status of Kedusha until those fruits are redeemed. So what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying, and this is based on the Bartanur's explanation, so even in that fourth year, until those fruits are redeemed, they are considered Hekdesh. But once they are redeemed, then they are no longer considered Hekdesh. And at that point, he's saying that the trees growing those trees are not going to be considered saplings anymore. They are going to be considered mature trees. And he continues that if they are not redeemed in the fourth year, then you wait until the fifth year. And in the fifth year, all the fruit grown on that tree will be considered regular produce, chulin. And that is when that tree will be considered a mature tree and not a sapling. And accordingly, we are going to be capped at plowing that field only up until, if it is permitted, only up until Shavuos and not all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. That's opinion number one. That's the most complicated of them. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Bat Sheva Shanim, a tree is considered a sapling up until 7 years. Thereafter, it's considered a mature tree. Rabbi Akiva Omer Netia Kishma. Rabbi Akiva explains that it is up until the first year, the end of the first year, it is a sapling. Thereafter, it's a tree. He brings the Bartanur brings a different explanation as well for Rabbi Akiva. What he means is that Kishma means when people commonly refer to that tree as a sapling, it's a sapling. When they commonly no longer refer to it as a sapling, but rather as a tree, that is when it's considered a tree. Now, we're just going to end off our Mishnah with an interesting halacha, which says, Ilan shenigmam, if you have a tree, and it was Ilan, it was a mature tree, so we wouldn't have the leniency of its being a sapling. It's a mature tree, but it was chopped down. And it was chopped down, not all the way to the ground possibly, but there was a little bit of a stump left, the hotzi chalifin, and it let out, it started growing some new branches. So our question is, that new growth, is that considered a new sapling? Or is that considered part of a tree that is no longer a sapling because it grew from a stump that existed from a tree that had matured already? So the Mishnah tells us as follows, Mitefach ulemata kinetia. If that tree, when it was cut down to a stump, if that stump was a tefach or less from the ground, and then you had new growth from that, that is going to be considered a sapling, kinetia. It's going to be considered a new sapling, and accordingly, we're going to have the leniencies of the prior Mishnayos that we've been talking about that apply to netios. However, umitefach ulemal, if it's a tefach or more, that stump that was left and then we had new growth from it, then it's going to be a ki'ilan. It's going to be considered that that new growth is associated with a mature tree, and it's not going to be considered a netiyah, and that is divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon.